It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, full show today. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, looking good over there?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. Jackie Baseball. Don't worry, things will get better. Holla at you, boy.
We're doing great. Don't ask.
You know, I try not to listen. I've told you, I've told Jackie, I try not to listen to the station because I don't want it to contaminate my thoughts. But on the way
home. And you
home,
hate the station.
I don't hate the station. I love this station. On the way home, I had to listen to Jackie Baseball last night. I have a meltdown over the Phillies. I loved it.
Yeah.
13 minutes straight cooking. You're cooking, Jackie Baseball.
Someone's got to do it.
Cooking. I love it. Don't worry. We'll cook the Phillies later.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah, maybe cook them a little bit later. But for now, it is day two of Eagles training camp. Later on in the show, and speaking of cooking the Phillies, we'll have Larry Anderson on the show at 3. We will have Elliot Shore Parks on the show at 4, who is at training camp. And I've heard good QB numbers for Mr. Jalen Hurts again. So we will talk about that when Elliot is on the show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of excitement about the Philadelphia Eagles. I think there was a lot of excitement after the draft, a lot of excitement after free agency. And then as camp starts and we got good mood everybody yesterday, especially good mood Jalen, a lot of excitement, good mood Howie, good mood Nick Sirianni, good mood fans, and a lot of excitement. And with excitement comes expectations. And, you know, people, you specifically, Mr. Ike Reese, and then a lot of our fans have been talking about getting back to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And to me, that excitement has led to expectations that are sort of like wrong and unrealistic. The goal for this season should be, let's get the Eagles back on track. Let's perform like a grown-up adult organization. I do not feel like the Eagles can go into this season saying, you know, obviously privately that's the goal of every season, but the goal that I think we should be looking for is a functional organization. They've got two new coordinators. They've got a head coach with a new role. They've got a QB and a head coach who are obviously not even on the same page last year. A QB who has to find his way as a passer and as a leader. We have a new center, a new guard, a new feature running back, mostly a new secondary, a question mark at basically every defensive line spot. And the goal for me is to prove that everybody can do their jobs and that we have a good football team. I feel like talking about the Super Bowl is sort of putting the cart before the horse.
All right, listen. Before I spend the next 4 hours ripping your head off about this ridiculous statement you just made, I'm trying to figure out what's a good season in your estimation. I don't know what a good season is to you. What's a good season?
So a good season to me, you know, sort of the thing, this is the way I feel about the
Because we can all get along. If we're not in the playoffs, nobody's going to be happy.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So the way I feel about a good season generally is the way I feel about the Hall of Fame. When you ask me if a player should be in the Hall of Fame, I don't look at their numbers. I don't look at this. It's just like a gut test. Is it or isn't it? Mm. So for me, a good season, I think they should be in the playoffs. I think they should win the division, all those things if we're looking about measurables.
Okay.
But what I really want to do is at the end of the season, say to myself, hey, this team performed in a way that makes us proud. This team performed in a functional way. This team did not have bickering things. They didn't fall apart at the end of the year. If it ends in the Super Bowl, well, fine.
Oh,
it ends in the Super
Bowl.
But,
whatever.
But to me, they have, the way that last season ended, they've lowered the bar for me for what is success. To me, success this year looks like Everybody just knows how to do their jobs, doesn't fall apart, doesn't throw anybody under the bus. They look like a grown-up, functional football team. That's what success is to me.
Yeah, I think that's at the floor. Yeah, I'm not going to just poo-poo what you just said as if those things don't matter, but that's the floor. I'm looking for the ceiling. I'm looking for the ceiling, and the ceiling of this team is a Super Bowl championship caliber team. I don't care about all of the ancillary excuses that could be brought into play to, I guess, I don't know, make us feel better because the team got along this year and they showed some progress. When you put together a team like this, coming off the year they just had, I don't go to, man, I'll be thankful if they just get through the season looking like a respectable team and looking like a team that I'm proud of. This isn't college football. These aren't kids. This isn't college football. This is about winning a championship. And the great thing about the NFL is that you don't necessarily need this slow build-up to greatness, to where you go through 3 or 4 years of this and that and the other, and then now you're finally ready to win. You can do it in 1 year. Ask Tampa Bay. Ask the LA Rams. Like, you can do it in 1 year. It can be done. It doesn't have to be this slow build. Hell, the Eagles got to the Super Bowl after being 9-8 and looking like the 1960 Notre Dame Fighting Irish running a triple option in 2021. They were in the Super Bowl the following year. So when I know in this league that there is always the potential of a team rising up and winning the title unexpectedly, I know the Chiefs are now the new Patriots. So it's the Chiefs versus everybody. I agree with that. That's what it is. The Chiefs are the new Patriots.
Until proven otherwise,
yes,
the Chiefs are in a different
otherwise.
Class.
Yeah, exactly. To me, they're the new Patriots. They're the most close. They're the closest thing to a guarantee when you bet on them than any other team in the league. They're the Patriots, but everybody else has a chance. And for us, lucky for us, we're in the NFC. We're not in the AFC. Because, see, you could be as good as the Bengals are, Buffalo is, Baltimore is. You could be as good as those teams. And, yeah, still going home when you run into Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, unless you catch him on a bad day. We don't have that. We don't have that obstacle in front of us. And you can easily make, you can make the argument, we're the most talented team in the NFC. The 49ers are having problems. Ah, Trent Williams at home. Stay home, big fella. Get your money. That's right. Don't show up until they pay you, Trent Williams. And Brandon Ayuk, I wouldn't step on the field. Continue to hold in. Yeah, I need all types of turmoil in San Francisco. Dallas, CeeDee, you damn right. Stay home, CeeDee Lamb. Till Jerry Jones pays you. Don't come to camp. Everybody. We don't have those problems here. Right now, it looks like we have Detroit. We have a young Jordan Love. And who else?
Well, the Rams.
Kirk Cousins.
Okay, we got the Rams. We got Kirk Cousins. See, those aren't real obstacles.
What are the Eagles?
Well, yeah. To me.
Hold on. What are the Eagles compared to the Falcons?
I don't have a lot of talent down there in Atlanta.
No. Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the Eagles are in a great position. They're in a great position. All they need to do is get out of their own way, and they should be in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't have a team in front of me in the NFC where I'm like, oh, my God, we need everything to be perfect in order to beat this team. We don't. We don't have that in the NFC. It's great in the NFC for the Eagles.
Yeah, but to me, and 215-592-9494, what is a successful Eagles season for you this year? Is it to get to the Super Bowl?
You got to be in the Super Bowl.
Or is it to get back on track and look like the Eagles again? To me, you're saying we don't have any hurdles. We don't have any hurdles. Mm-hmm. You know what I would do if I was a Green Bay fan or a 49ers fan or a Lions fan or a Rams fan?
Yeah.
I would look at the Eagles and I would say the exact same thing that you're saying about them. You know, I would say the same thing. And you said, what does success feel like? Mm-hmm. I don't think the 49ers or the Lions last year went home and were pounding their chests over the fact that they had successful seasons.
Oh, the Lions were.
But
I guarantee you they were.
Well, but to that point, those are teams to me that finished the year the way they finished the year last year and can look at this year and say, you know what? The goal this year is a Super Bowl. We did not end the season in the way that those teams ended the season.
Sure.
And like, we can keep saying talent, 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 talent. But I just like, I've seen too many times, even here in Philadelphia, I've seen too many times talent, and it just doesn't add up. There's a lot of things that have to go right this year, and I
agree with you, and yeah. I agree with you that those things you're looking for matter. What I'm saying is, to me, that matters, but that's on the road to what we're ultimately striving for, which is the Super Bowl. Like, I can't have, okay, the team gets along and everybody is at peace with each other, but we're a 10-7 team, made the playoffs, and then we go home. Like, yeah. That's not going to matter.
Yeah, but you know.
That's a failed season to me. If they were to get through the season, no issues, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are getting along and everybody looks good and we're moving forward. If this team is 10-7 going into the playoffs, you know what they're going to be saying? If they don't win this game, Nick Sirianni should be fired.
Yeah, but you know.
That's what people are going to be saying. He should be fired.
To me, there's as much chance, and this is. I feel good after yesterday, and I feel good now. I don't want to give the impression that I don't feel pretty good right now. But to me, there's as much chance that we are the Monday after Brazil being like, I don't know, as we are, you know, going into the playoffs 13-4 talking about the Super Bowl.
I'm not confident about this Brazil game. I'm just not. So I'm not going to debate you on that one. Yeah, I'm not saying we're coming out of the gate storming. That's not what I'm saying. But here's what I am saying, Spike.
Yep.
What I am saying, and I'll even give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt that they should be a better team later than they are earlier. I'll give them that. What I'm saying is this team should be clicking by the end of the year and should be talking about the Super Bowl. That's what they should be doing. It shouldn't be, oh, we got better this year and the future is bright. I don't want to hear that with this team.
I think I would feel okay with that with this team, to be quite honest with you, with the way that last year ended. Jack, what are you feeling?
Just win the division. That's fine.
Just be better than the Cowboys.
We're back to square one with this team. Unfortunately, we're back to square one with this team, and we need to figure out who they are again. Like I need a new identity to this football team. So, no.
New identity?
Yeah, we need a new identity. I need to know who they are, and if they're healthy, and if the quarterback and the head coach get along. That matters so much more in the long term.
They got put to bed yesterday. That's over with, bro.
That is over with. We'll get to the little Super Bowl nonsense, but like the most important thing is getting this thing back on track. Spike's 100% correct.
Jack, agreeing with me. Yeah. I put this one in the record books.
Low bar over there. Yeah.
John in Millersville kicking us off. You're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Hey, I agree with Ike. I think you got to be looking at, you know, the ceiling. We were down at camp today, and I feel like we've been to camp the last 3 years, and I feel like this was a good start today. I saw Gardner Johnson out there. I love Gardner Johnson. I think that's something that people may have forgotten about. I know he was hurt last year, but I think that's going to be a big key for the defense. He was bouncing around. And I think Vic is going to be, you know, the man. I think the old school mentality, I heard Jalen and Jordan talking about it and stuff, you know, preseason. So I'm with Ike. Yeah, all the way.
Yeah, I'm looking at AJ Brown out here, man. He's reminding me of T.O. Like, he just looks like T.O. out there on the damn football field. Jalen looks like he's in his zenith right now, right? He seems to be happy, excited about the weapons that he has around him. Listening to Devontae earlier today, got excited with that. Saquon, come on, man. We're all excited about Saquon, dude. If we were in the AFC. Maybe it would be unrealistic expectations, but we're not in the AFC. I mean, we're not. We're in the NFC.
John, you mentioned CJ GJ. Did you listen to his new album, Be Great?
I've heard about it. I haven't tracked it down yet, but I did hear about it. I just think that he is juice for the defense. When he was with us 2 years ago, we were at Green Bay when he got hit. And that hit, I saw that dude take, and the fact that he got up and walked off, when he lacerated his thing, like, he's just a stud. I think people forget about him. I'm excited to have him back.
Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it.
You think they play CJ GJ's music at practice?
They play a lot
of rap music out there on the field.
Feels like in the locker room. Feels like locker room, maybe not practice.
No, that's not appropriate.
Well, I just like... It wasn't.
He doesn't
did
have.
You see the kids out
he
there.
He doesn't have the friendly, the kid friendly version.
Eh, You know, maybe we'll have to have Jack find a clean one of the songs I was listening to in the car the other day. Look, it's not for me, you know. But the CJGJ, so I haven't been through the day-to-day of the CJGJ experience. So far, this is what CJGJ is to me. Saying that he was the one that invented liking Kobe and then releasing the rap album the day before training camp. So we'll see. We'll see with CJG.
He's the first one to like the number 8 because of Kobe.
Yeah,
it's wild.
The first one.
It's like he's trying to file a trademark on it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, man?
Gotta love it, though. Gotta love it. He wants to claim it. He wants to make it his own, man.
Demanding Paul George an apology?
Yeah, we might need to have CJGJ on the show when we go to training camp. Have you guys talk a little Kobe.
Man.
215-592.
You guys enjoy that.
Yes.
I would love that.
Yes.
You Kobe guys, trivia?
Yeah.
Beat the Ike? Beat the Hammer? Whatever?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Goal for the Eagles this year, Super Bowl, or just looking like a functional organization? All right. We do have a next question today. For next question, we do have a 4-pack of tickets to go to the Philadelphia Eagles public practice. It is at the link, 6:30, August 1st. All proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is $10 for tickets. So, next question today, when you call up with your sports point, we'll ask you at the end. It is Matt LeBlanc's birthday. He is 57 years old. Matt LeBlanc was Joey on Friends. So the question today is, who is famous for just one role? Somebody who is famous for just one role like Matt LeBlanc was. I'm going to go, I'll start it off, Christopher Reeve. Superman.
Ah, Superman.
Famous for just one role. I'm sure he was in something else, but...
He's the guy in the wheelchair, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He ended up, I think it was a horse, an equestrian accident. He fell off a horse.
I'm going to tell you the ironic part about that. You know he played in a movie, and the character he played...
Was
paraplegic. Got paralyzed...
Really?
...by a horse accident.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. He played in a movie. I think it might have been a made-for-TV type of movie. Something like that. But yeah, I remember he played in a movie where he winds up getting paralyzed. I want to say, did he kill his wife?
In the movie.
In the movie, yes. Okay. I think he killed his wife in the movie.
Really?
Something like that, yes.
Maybe the Eagles should be in a movie about a team that goes to the Super Bowl.
So you know what it was? He faked being injured.
To kill his wife.
Yeah, so he faked like he was paralyzed. So one of the scenes was, now you got me thinking about this, one of the scenes, I think he was at the police station being interviewed, and the cop didn't believe him. The cop felt like he could walk and he was faking it. So what he did was he took a pen.
Either
an ink pen or one of those things you open up an envelope with, the little knife thing, stuck him in his quad. Right there to see if he would react. Because if he was paralyzed, he shouldn't feel it.
And he didn't react.
He did not react.
That's a guy who really wants to kill his wife. You can take
I may have some of the details mixed up there, but that part I don't have mixed up.
You know.
Somebody knows that movie out there.
You know the guy really wants to kill his wife. If he could take a knife in the leg and not move.
I got a couple guys. Here's a guy
I have. Give me one.
Red Fox.
Oh, yeah. Sanford.
That's Reggie Sanford. Now, he played in other stuff, but he's best known for, he's really, I know he did Harlem Nights, but he was typecast as Fred G. Sanford.
And Jack, you're somebody who's famous for just one role?
Well, I'm taking him out, Rushmore. George Costanza, Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I mean, when you start going sitcoms, there's a long
list. There's a lot of those, They couldn't get out of that sitcom role.
You know, we mentioned Matthew LeBlanc, like, I don't know, 3/4 of the cast of Friends would probably fit into this.
Yeah. I mean, most of the How I Met Your Mother cast, there's a lot.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, who claims to be a midday show caller, but I think we're switching him over. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Yep, that's right. Representing the midday show loud and proud. Good and strong here.
What's up, man?
Hey, you're not allowed to ask that. So, Ike,
yes.
I got to get right into this here. Here's the problem, Mike. You said it. You got some low bar standards co-workers there with you.
Yep.
You know, Mr. Spike and Fritzy Boy. You know, Fritzy, when it comes to the Eagles, very low standards.
Yeah, right. His bar is always low, isn't it?
Yep.
Trying to help them clear it.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of him when it comes to the Phillies, but then he dramatically disappoints when it comes to the Birds. You know, the reality is, like, here's the problem. They're just not foxhole guys.
Mm-hmm. Ah, how about that? He's calling you guys not foxhole guys.
You're saying I'm not a foxhole guy?
Yes.
How is that?
Foxhole guy.
How is that?
Not a foxhole guy.
How's that?
very low standards, very nervous, very shaky on the trigger finger. Ike, don't worry about it, though. Ike, you know, I am a foxhole guy. I got your six.
Got you.
Yep.
You know, to me, Chris, it's more about when I'm in the foxhole with somebody, I don't need somebody lying to me and and saying everything is candy and roses when, you know, they're shots
when the
fired.
Bullets are flying everywhere.
I need to know really what is going on out there, and that is what you got me for. You got Ike to tell you, hey, yeah, jump out of the foxhole. It's all clear. Ike's yelling, all clear.
We'll be all right.
Yeah. You go out, he's running the other way. That's what's happening here.
Oh, no, no. I'm with you.
Yeah, no. I'll hop in the foxhole with Ike any day because Ike's going to stay in the fight.
He's damn right. Coward.
Here's the problem. You see the enemy crusting over the hill and you go, ooh, I don't think we can win this. And next thing you know, you turn around and all I see is your backside as you're like sprinting and there's dust behind you. So, yeah, I'll take Ike any day. And guys, let's move on to something other really important when we're talking about our birds. Prediction, shocker for you with this one, but Saquon will be all pro this year.
He's all pro.
Saquon Barkley. Yes.
That's
going to be hard to do on 15 touches a game.
Yeah.
I know that's surprising. But no, he's going to, guys. And in all seriousness, it's because in this team, I mean, we could break it down so many different ways, but he's going to be such a major, major weapon and such an asset. So I count on that. Ike,
yes.
I'm not worried about the London game, or I'm sorry, not the London game.
Brazil.
With Green Bay. Brazil.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not worried about it, because guess who else is holding out and wants money?
Who?
Mr. Jordan Love, the quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Jordan Love's not even in practice.
He's not? I didn't see that.
He's not a money thing. No, you know, it is a money thing. He's at camp, but he's not practicing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You get paid.
Oh, Jordan. So he's been in the league 2 years.
Yeah. No, Jordan Love, four.
A four?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he might be right. Yeah.
Half of a good season, and all of a sudden, you know, he's going to hold up.
Well, that, honestly.
He deserves it, though, Ike. He deserves it.
Oh, no doubt. And he's a quarterback. I think he's only set to make 11 this year. 11 million?
Only?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well,
yeah.
No, when it can go.
When you're going to get 60.
Yeah, and when you never know what's going to happen. You know, he knows he only had a half a good year as much as anybody does,
yeah,
by the
so
way.
So does his agent.
Yep. Chris. Next question. Give us somebody who's really only famous for one role.
Yeah, one of the most amazing series ever. That's going to be James Gandolfini from The Sopranos.
Ooh,
nah, he had too many other good roles. I'm sorry. He has one big role, but he acted in. I'm gonna look. That is your submission.
Yeah.
And thank you for the call, Chris. I think.
Well, give me his other big ones.
Well, he was great in True Romance. He was. Well, yeah. I mean,
bro, no one watched True Romance.
No, they did. Just because
clearly one of Spike's favorite movies.
I'm telling you,
you mention it once a week. You're like the only one
movie.
That talks about it.
It's a
even
great...
the people in True Romance are like,
go listen to your lame country music and watch your millennial TV shows. James Gandolfini had a long and fruitful career.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not.
He played an 8mm.
Oh, he was an 8mm.
He was great in 8mm.
He was, yeah. And 8mm is a real movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, he said he's played other roles.
Yeah.
He played another role where he was like a, wasn't he something with the government? Some type of CIA, FBI, something?
Well, the interesting thing about him is aside from The Sopranos, he was mostly a character actor.
Yes, he was a character actor. That's pretty much what he was before then.
And the character was all Tony Soprano,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, they were. Yes. That's why he was perfect for Tony
very
Soprano.
Similar.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Good one from Chris Middleton. So the, you know, Camp Comeback started today. Morning show was at training camp. So was the midday show. The morning show did speak to Devontae Smith earlier, and he gave what I would consider a disturbing statement about dogs. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you would, yes.
It was a little disturbing. We need to talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are we doing here? Come on, man. So you're a TikTok man.
Like this.
I'm in a different... The cool thing about TikTok is everybody has different TikTok. My TikTok doesn't look like your TikTok. I don't have this one on my TikTok.
Ah, it's a shame.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will play you some disturbing sound from Devontae Smith that came from this morning's interview with the WIP Morning Show. Dog-related sound from Devontae Smith. First, Brahim from Jacksonville. You're on WIP. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Hey, man.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, Ike? How you doing, brother?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, Spike and Jack, y'all both sound like two big ass babies, man. Like, listen, all this last year is the way last year. And listen, last year is over. The slate is clean. We got two new coordinators. We got a new running back. We got a new quarterbacks coach. Like, it's not the same team. I don't care how many people are there from last year. The defense is new. The offense.
Yeah.
It's going to be new. It's a clean slate, man.
Right, clean slate.
It's Super Bowl or bust, man. But you keep talking about the bar's been lowered because of last year.
Last year
is over, Spike.
Dude, the bar's been lowered because of last year. And because of last year, you have changes all over the field. So you're telling me two new coordinators, okay, new quarterbacks coach, okay. Four defensive linemen mm-hmm. that you have questions about. Four.
Yep.
Four defensive line. Questions about Sweat, questions about Huff, questions about Carter, questions about mm-hmm. Davis.
Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. We don't have questions mm-hmm. about Carter.
You have some.
And
he disappeared.
I don't got questions about Carter, or I don't got questions about Josh Sweat. I don't got questions about CJ GJ.
Hold on.
I don't got questions about Slay.
Then you need to ask more questions. Because Darius Slay.
About a linebacker, do you? Listen, I'm going to tell you like this.
Darius Slay, Darius Slay is on the wrong side of 30 and is coming off an injury. What do you mean, what?
All these guys. Because we got a plethora of D-backs.
We have a lot of D-backs, though. This is probably the deepest we've been.
Yeah, you know what, though? If you got a bunch of D-backs, it might mean you don't have any.
If you had
two great cornerbacks, you wouldn't have to name six cornerbacks if I asked you who the cornerbacks were.
Right. The bottom line is last year's over. You're basing all of this off of last year, had to collapse, this, that, and the third. Bottom line is, it's a new year, bro. Like, if I was basing, if the year that Jalen Hurts and them came in there after the 4-12 season, well, I'm going to base that season off of that 4-12 season. We got a new quarterback and all. No, man, like, it's over, bro. Like, all of that is over. Like, just go ahead, take this season for what it is. We going in. We trying to win the Super Bowl, man. Y'all sound soft, bro.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Realistic.
Thank you, Ike.
Realistic.
No.
Hey, next question. Give us someone, then this is for the four tickets to the Eagles public practice. Give us somebody who's famous just for one role.
All right, and I'm going to take a haymaker. Now, if I win this, can I give these joints to some of my people up there?
You can give them to whoever you want.
All right, bet. I'm taking a haymaker. Mark Hamill. Luke Skywalker.
That's a great one.
Wow.
It's a great one.
That's a tough
one
right there to beat.
It's a great one. And see, and you can hear the difference. No offense to Chris in Middletown. You asked me James Gandolfini. We were saying other roles he played. I asked you what else Mark Hamill did, and you could hear a pin drop.
No, I can't. Yeah.
Yo, and Spike, I'm going to tell you like this real quick. I'm with you on True Romance. Now, I still think James Gandolfini is way more famous for Tony Soprano, but yo, I'm going to tell you like this. True Romance is my favorite. I know Tarantino didn't direct it, but he wrote it. That is one of my favorite Tarantino movies ever, dude. That joint is off the chain.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, thank you. The Twitter question is actually true romance related. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Mark's-jewelers.com. Have you seen the movie True Romance? 51.9% say yes, and then 48.1% say no. Let me just read to you the cast. Mm-hmm. Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette, Dennis Hopper, Val Kilmer, Gary Oldman, Brad Pitt, Christopher Walken, James Gandolfini, Michael Rapaport, and then, of course, Balky from
Perfect Michael Show. Rapaport get his way in there?
I'm telling you, he's great in it. He's great. Michael Rapaport had a run, like,
oh,
in
yeah.
the 90s.
Early? Yes,
you know,
had oh, higher, we know him.
Higher
then.
Learning
yeah,
Michael yes. Rapaport.
All you know him is for Undisputed appearances.
No, all I know is from the Bill Simmons podcast, honestly.
Oh,
right.
Bill Simmons podcast.
He's great
yes.
on there.
Yeah. So we mentioned...
These videos of yelling at ugly cats in the neighborhood. He's an original Instagram star.
So he, did I tell you I had coffee with him once when I was in Philly? Like,
no.
Or when I was in New York, I got to, because, you know, we're talking to him about a thing, but I actually got to meet him and was very curious because online he is a lunatic.
Yeah.
When you hear him on Stern, he's a lunatic. A total lunatic.
He's a LeBron hater.
Totally normal.
Big Knicks fan.
In real life. Big Knicks fan. Doesn't really know anything about baseball, but loves football, loves the Knicks. All right. The morning show, midday show at NovaCare facility today for Camp Comeback. And the morning show spoke to Devontae Smith this morning. And they ended up asking him about, does this have the question in it as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here you go. Little disturbing from Devontae.
Are you a cat or a dog guy?
Neither.
Really? Do you have any pets?
I have a dog, but I don't.
But you're just not a human.
It's technically not. It's not my dog, but it's my dog.
Yeah. All right. So you're more of a dog guy than a cat guy.
No.
Are you just not a pet guy?
I don't like pets.
I'm with you, Devontae.
What the heck? He doesn't like pets either.
We're on the same page.
Why? Why don't you like pets?
They're a nuisance.
Yeah, I just don't.
You
don't? It's just sloppy.
There's never... They're sloppy.
Yeah.
Some dogs are sloppy. Some dogs don't slobber, and they're not sloppy at all.
No, all dogs are sloppy.
You just need to meet the right dog, Devontae.
I don't know. I didn't used to be this way before I had dogs, but I have a trust issue with people who do not like dogs. A little bit of a trust issue. Now, he mentioned to cameras that way, not surprising. Chris Olivero, my boss in New York, you know, also refused to have pets in the house.
Wow.
When I told him, he was like, you kiss the dog? I was like, yeah. He's like, you let the dog lick your face? I was like, yeah, it's great. Refuse, disgusted by it.
Don't go that far.
You let the dog, you say, hey, Sparty, let him give you a little smooch.
No.
Really?
No.
No little smooch?
No.
He's
done it by accident. Like if I'm tying my shoes, they run over there and they jump up and it's just,
Yeah.
That's it's, get off me. That's one of those things though. But as far as no.
You don't do that?
No.
Oh, dude. I love it. I'm going to do a Mount Rushmore one day of best things about dogs. I'll tell you, one of them is coming home. And we have two of them now. Coming home, both jumping on me and making them compete for my affection. I get a kiss from one, a kiss from the other.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. I love that. Now,
I got boy dogs.
Well, you had a girl dog. It's not like it would be.
Well, it would be for me.
You had a boy dog.
It's true. I took his manhood away.
Yeah, right. He's still a boy. Don't say that. They'll hear you. They're still men.
Spooning with Sparty nightly. That used to be one of our favorite drops. Yeah. Yes. That was back when he was allowed to be in the bed.
Yeah. He's not allowed in the bed anymore?
No.
So we start him off on their own beds.
Yeah.
And then I'll wake up at 3:45 in the morning.
He's already in the bed?
They're in the bed.
Yeah.
They're in the bed. So I don't know. It sounds like Devontae Smith is responsible for a dog that he does not like. Sounds like somebody who has like a purse dog or whatever he's got to look after.
Well, those dogs, yeah.
Well, it has to be his girls or his wife's. Is he married? I don't know.
I think it's his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's not married. I don't think Devontae's married.
Now, I will say, he has a small child, just like I do.
Yeah.
Dogs around
that's right. Devontae did. Okay, he did have a baby. Was that last year?
Yes, last year.
Okay, yeah.
Dogs are a little tough with the kid. At least to start off.
Depends on the dog. Oh, yeah, we waited until our kids were older. Yeah.
My parents' dog just bowls over walk.
Really?
Yeah.
What type of dog? Lab?
It's Yellow Lab, yeah.
Yeah.
So some of them are protective of the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, actually, too.
Nah, she's just dumb. She's
really?
Yeah, she's
idiot dog.
Idiot. Absolute idiot.
You know, it is summertime, even though we're talking about the Super Bowl right now. It is summertime, and summertime it gets hot, and that is when you start feeling that the windows needed to be replaced a few years ago. There's a, you know, you have, I'm trying to look at the date. We've got about 5 days less for this, for Go Guide. Their big 40% off summer sales event. Those windows, you can replace them and get 40% off each window, each door. So 40% off every high performance, energy efficient triple pane window, 40% off when you Go Guide any quality entry door, patio door, garage door, and not just 40% off, start the project with no money out of pocket, paid off interest free for up to 18 months. But I mentioned July 31st to Go Guide. Limited time, all prior sales excluded. Call Guide today to schedule a free in-home estimate, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike. Hey, Spike. Hey, Jack.
What up, Ed?
How's it going, guys? So,
Good,
I violated a rule. So.
Yeah, but you did. You did address all three of us, and I heard you consciously doing it, so it's okay.
Yeah. So here's my problem with the Eagles, and you know, are they, you know, is this a Super Bowl team? Or are they kind of building? You know, so my question for you, Ike, is which unit has the longer leash? Is it the offense? And if Jalen has a hard time adjusting, I love the 15 out of 16, no interception to Elliott Post, but, you know, let's be honest, like
he's not getting blitzed.
Or if the defense with the young DBs, the unproven linebackers, and, you know, Jordan Davis, you know, if he has another mediocre year, like what gives? So like the worst of both worlds, obviously, is the slow start with the, so what do you think, Ike? Is there, who has more leeway here?
That's a great question. Cause part of me, because here's how you can look at it, right? With the defense, you could say they're young, so you got to give them more leash to sort of grow and sort of work their way through some mistakes. And when you look at the offense, you're saying, you know the potential and how good they can be, so do you want to give them a little more rope to work things out? Because they also are working through a new offense, verbiage and all that sorts of stuff. If I had to choose between the two, I would probably give the defense a little bit more rope. I'd get a defense a little bit more rope. They're younger. It's more new players on that side who haven't played together. So I think Vic Fangio probably has the harder job. If I look at the offense, sure, it's a new offense, new verbiage, but you have the more experience and better players on that side of the football.
And more consistency as well.
There's certainly more chemistry and consistency there. Really, Saquon is really and you got the right guard.
Yeah.
But even the right guard and Cam Jurgens have been here.
Yes.
You know, Saquon is really the only new face over there. So, yeah, to answer your question, Ed, I would probably give the defense a little bit more rope. They're going to have to lean on this offense early. And Jalen's play, it's great to hear, like you said, it's great to hear about the completion percentage and all those sorts of things. But quite frankly, it was his decision-making that put the offense in a bad spot at times last year. So he has to do better at that. And that, we're only going to know that when the, for lack of a better term, when all the bullets are flying, when they're blitzing him and they're doing all that stuff, how does he think? How does he think in the heat of the moment? Does the pre-snap reads, all those things, is really going to boil down to him. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm also concerned, like, interested to see, like, does he have the leeway to kind of kill plays at the line of scrimmage? And if he doesn't like a look and
it's
out of it, we just haven't seen that over the first
It sounds like, I tell you what, he chose his words carefully, and I'm glad he did.
Jack, do you have that audio yesterday?
With him and Jason Kelce, Kelce.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he chose his words carefully, and basically he didn't want to step on the toes of Jason Kelce. So he kind of, if Jason saw one thing, even if Jalen might have saw something different, he leaned on Jason Kelce. It sounds like he's going to feel more confident and doing it the way he wants to do it this year.
Here, we'll get to that audio in 1 second. Ed, next question. Give us somebody who's only famous for one role.
How about Alicia Silverstone in Clueless?
That is a good one. Now, she's also famous for, and you guys can be, thank
not
you for
the Aerosmith videos.
The Aerosmith videos.
Nah, that don't count, though.
But it's
a video?
Well, it's two videos, Crazy and Amazing. And look, big Alicia Silverstone fan, also vegan, by the way. But thank you for the call, Ed.
Did she play on a horror flick when she was young?
No, I don't think so.
Something.
I think it was just Clueless, and okay. It was the videos, and then she acted in a couple of different things.
Okay,
but
Clueless is clearly her biggest role.
Biggest role, but those Aerosmith videos were enormous. So, and it was her and Liv Tyler that were in the video.
Okay, yeah. Well, Liv Tyler is the daughter of Steven Tyler. Yes.
Yeah. Formerly a strange daughter.
Yeah. How about that? Mm. Until Armageddon came out.
Yeah.
I only know Alicia Silverstone from Clueless.
Okay.
So I'll just say for me, that's all I know her from.
Sure, sure. So here is the, let's play the audio of what Jalen said about the Blitz stuff, and then I have a question for you, Ike. Go ahead.
You've spoken to us a lot.
Jason Kelce retiring. How does that change your responsibility to the line of scrimmage, diagnosing where pressure's coming from, protection, and things like that?
Yeah. Over the years, it's been something that I've wanted to do, but I feel like it hasn't. I mean, you have Jason Kelce, it's like, just let him do it, you know? And so I never really had the opportunity to do those things, but, you know, I think the opportunity has come. And I think it's a collaborative thing with myself and Cam, and we just have to build that relationship. He knows I have a lot of confidence in him to do the job and be the player he is. I mean, he stepped up for us in big moments. He played guard for us last year, and he's been ready. You know, he's ready to lead that O-line room, and I know those guys are going to lean on him.
So he's essentially saying that he was deferring to Jason Kelce with the Blitz stuff. Also, well, whatever. We'll put that to the side. My sense is, with quarterbacks and able to kill plays at the line, blah, 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 is that they have to, I think a head coach or an offensive coordinator would love if a quarterback was able to diagnose that and make that change at the line. But
some coaches.
Only, well, it's a matter of trust, too.
Yes.
Can you do it?
Yes.
Are you going to make me look bad as the offensive coordinator by you changing it? Now, if you change it and it works and I trust you,
great.
All is good.
Yep.
And I keep going back to that. There was a clip of Tom Brady on Colin Cowherd basically talking about how important that is, how important diagnosing things at the line of scrimmage is. And you're talking about maybe the greatest all time at it, you know, mm-hmm. that probably Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. at least in the regular season too. Like I
give a nod to Tom Brady.
Yes, well, of course.
Yes.
But my sense is that if you're good at it and you've earned their trust, then sure, you can do it.
Yep.
It's a lot less about, I'm really, really good at it, and they just won't let me do it. I think that's probably
right.
Unlikely.
It's not that they don't want you to do it, won't let you do it. It's whether or not they can trust that you're doing it and getting them in the right play. Wentz had a little bit of that issue as well, changing plays at the line of scrimmage. From Doug.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Wanting to run what he thought should be ran versus. And again, when you do that and the play works, the coach is going to dap you up. It's great. Prime example, Eagles in Washington, I believe it was, Jack, last year when AJ and Jalen changed the play at the line of scrimmage late in the game. Scored a touchdown.
Rather than just running out the
instead
clock.
Instead of running the clock out, right? And what it did was it gave Washington a chance to get the ball back and go score. But Nick, to his credit, stepped to the podium and was like, oh, yeah, we always want to score a touchdown when you can. Like, no, dude, you know damn well that wasn't. But it worked. My point is they did it in Seattle, and it didn't work. It led to an interception late in the game where they changed the play. So that's where you can get some friction between coach, coordinator, slash quarterback when the quarterback is changing the plays too much.
Right. Well, so I think that speaks to changing the play because of what you see is different than changing the play because you don't like what they're running.
Right.
And I think probably part of the issue with Carson was that he did not like what they were running.
Yeah.
He did not think the way that they were running offense was right.
Yeah.
So then you have the friction of...
Well, that also happened last year.
Oh, really?
Well, everybody complained about the offense.
Yes, right. So it is the game plan. Then all of a sudden, if you're changing plays too much, not based on what you see, but based on what you think would work, then you have the offensive coordinator who's playing quarterback. You have the offensive coordinator who's the offensive coordinator and the head coach, and nobody. Then there's no cohesiveness to what anybody's doing.
And there's no accountability.
Right.
Accountability factor there. So, no, that's big. That is huge. So I don't know how much freedom he's going to have to do that. But you it's clear that he wants that freedom.
Sure.
To be able to do it.
Sure. Well, yeah. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's going on?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, I just want to call up and say, I got a next question, too.
Okay.
But I want to call up and say, I'm proud of my quarterback. I'm proud of our quarterback. I'm proud of him, man. He stepped up yesterday like I thought he would. He didn't take the bait. And what I wanted to see from him more than anything, I went home and checked out the video, and his body language was on point. You know what I mean? Everything that I wanted him to be was yesterday. You know what I mean? You know, he just gave me more confidence going into this year. Because I called you before, I was leaning towards Spike's side a couple of days ago. Now I'm leaning towards Ike's side because of our quarterback. You know what I mean? Because of our quarterback, he's giving me confidence, man, to go into this season with confidence. If he didn't go into this season with confidence, why would I come into this season with confidence? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I had to see him and see his mind all right. And now, you know, it seemed like he put everything to rest yesterday, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Chuck. I think he said the right thing, and he took, he did what he could do to silence that entire storyline. So until it pops up again, that entire storyline is dead. And I think it was a toxic storyline for the team. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good for the team. It wasn't good for the coach. It wasn't good for Jalen. And I thought he approached the entire thing the right way yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it was the thing. I can only imagine how difficult it is to work with a guy like Nick Sirianni. Well, it took everything in him to, you know, to take everything back that he said, just for the betterment of the team and the city. You know, we got a leader in our hands, man. You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts is a leader. Everybody that says things about Jalen Hurts, they say the same thing. He's a leader, okay? And you know, when I was outside looking at him, he ain't got nothing to worry about as far as that goes. Now, you know, his play on the field is going to have to match the leadership. And then we'll be in a good position, trust me.
Hold on, sounds like you're okay with you know, just as long as everything is good to go, you're good. You're not really worried about winning the Super Bowl this year.
No. I want to win the Super Bowl this year. You crazy? You
only okay, I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure. Okay.
No. Listen, you ain't going to get that argument out of me today, buddy. No, I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We got to win the Super Bowl. Absolutely. Well, what I'm saying is this, though. It feels more it makes me feel more confident that we're going to win one because our quarterback to win the mindset that
he has. I agree. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That settled everything for me. I know it settled everything for his teammates. You know, and I like the fact that he took the man, he took the ball by the horn before Ellie can get his question out. You know what I mean? And said, listen, let me say this first. You know, and what he said was just on point, man. And he's smiling, you know what I mean? It seemed like he was excited for the season, so it made me more excited for the season. 12 wins, 12-5, baby. 12-5.
I love
all
it.
Right.
Hey, what? So next question today for the Eagles public practice tickets is give us somebody who's only famous for one role.
Well, I don't know if this will win, but I'm going to say, I think, I've never seen anything else. I'm going to say Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor, Terminator.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's it. That's a good one, Chuck.
Sarah Connor, tell me.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton never played anything else?
Well, I'm sure she was and stuff, but I can't think of anything.
She certainly is known for that role.
Yes.
I don't remember anything after that one.
No, Jack, too. She is. She was.
Oh, no. Terminator 1 was the best for me. I mean, I like 2 as well, T2, but Terminator 1 is the one.
I like T2.
You like T2?
Have you seen this boy? You know, with the T-2000? I love that. And Terminator turns into the good guy or whatever. I kind of like Terminator 2. Have you seen that, Jack, or is this too Gen X-y for you?
Oh, I've never seen Terminator, no.
Okay. Either one of them.
Nah.
You never saw Terminator 2 either?
Nah, wow. I'm low T.
Okay.
I'm low T.
That's a good one. Speaking of low T, no, just kidding. Larry Anderson will join us.
Come on, man. He's a big T man.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. It was just like an easy thing. You know, we've mostly had good mood, Larry, all year.
Yeah.
Now the Phillies
lately has been different.
Yeah, 19-19 in their last 38, lose 3 series in a row. Can we get angry LA? We'll ask him what's wrong with the Phillies, if anything. I want to ask him about Jose Alvarado, whether he thinks that is salvageable, and whether they need to add anything going into the playoffs. So Larry Anderson joins us next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.